It's Friday, March 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Microsoft's NCE delay, Twitter adds a Tor service, cutting Russia off from the internet, and the Kaseya hacker extradited. This is the Business of Tech. I didn't want to miss this. On March 1st, Microsoft was slated to increase prices for most commercial Office 365 and Microsoft 365 subscriptions. Under the banner of New Commerce Experience, these were positioned as the first increases in more than a decade. However, on February 28th, Microsoft gave a two-week reprieve. Cloud solution providers and other partners working through them now have until midnight on March 15th, or 5 p.m. Pacific on March 14th, to get their transactions posted at the current pre-increase amounts. Microsoft officials cited current high demand leading up to the March 1st pricing changes as the reason for the delay. That means price lists are updated on April 1st. Why do we care? A reprieve? Well, not really. I guess this is due to the pushback from providers, although the end result is the same place, just a month later. I maintain that this isn't where the action is. While I acknowledge the potential risks of holding onto a contract for a customer who might drop, this isn't where the money is. Don't dwell here, and instead focus on the services level around it where the actual money is. If need be, just hand the risk to your distributor. Twitter has launched a Tor Onion service, optimizing for privacy and censorship evasion that comes with the Tor network. The Tor network has also been added to Twitter's supported browsers page. While often Onion services are dubbed hidden or dark web services, websites such as DuckDuckGo, The New York Times, the BBC, and ProPublica all offer versions. Tor encrypts web traffic and routes it through a series of servers to hide identifying information about users. Why do we care? This is the most significant Tor service I've noticed. I found it notable because while it's a big deal for the BBC or ProPublica to offer news services, a communication service like Twitter is more significant as an offering. It's a big deal. Not all activity on Tor or the dark web is bad. Like all pieces of technology, it's more nuanced than that, and we need to have room for nuance. On Thursday, 35 internet experts proposed creating an international committee to impose targeted sanctions against Russian military and propaganda websites without knocking ordinary civilian sites offline. Further quoting the Washington Post, the letter suggests technical approaches to quarantine some Russian sites from easy online access while not affecting websites for most businesses and routine government services, such as schools and hospitals. The most promising idea, the letter says, would be to create a list of sites that major online networks could choose to avoid, much as they already deny connections to sites known to deliver malware or spam. But as a first step, the signatories proposed creating a new volunteer committee that would convene soon to consider the issue of possible sanctions against Russian websites and how to implement them. And as noted by Axios, they also call for the U.S. to explicitly provide a license allowing businesses to provide essential internet services in Russia despite sanctions, as the government has done in other sanctioned countries such as Iran, Cuba, and Syria. This is on the heels of Cognant and Lumen closing their connectivity services in Russia. Why do we care? Building on the previous story, there's nuance to everything. Cutting off all of Russia from the internet is a great soundbite, but the reality is more nuanced than that. Hurting the Russian people isn't smart either, and here the approach of a surgical knife rather than a shotgun is savvy. Note that this is Regulation 2, bringing diplomacy and technology together for a political solution. There's a greater eagerness than ever to bring regulation to tech. We saw it yesterday on cybersecurity and today on connectivity in the event of war. The alleged individual behind the Kaseya ransomware attack has been extradited and arraigned in Texas. The DOJ said the suspect was brought to Dallas on March 3rd. He's been charged with conspiracy to commit fraud and related activity in connection with computers, damage to protected computers, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He is facing a total of 115 years in prison if convicted of all counts. According to California-based cybersecurity firm Imperva, an update on the current cybersecurity landscape. Nearly 9 in 10 cyber attacks currently occurring worldwide are targeting Russia or Ukraine. The firm's cyber threat attack map, which measures web traffic and application attacks, indicates 61% of the more than 6 billion potential global cyber attacks from March 7th to 8th targeted Russia, while 23% targeted Ukraine. The United States was the third most targeted country over the same 24-hour time period, accounting for 6% of the threat activity faced. Why do we care? Real consequences for the hack. A single person, sure, but real results. It's notable how much Kaseya embraced law enforcement, which led to this. And the new landscape has cyber activity very focused. The Russians and Ukrainians are fighting in both the cyber and physical landscape. Actual world activities and cyber are entirely intertwined. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend as I get caught up from my trip. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage. Part of the MSP Radio Network.